Efter l'seich the aser. Literally, this means if you can squeeze it out, it's still forbidden. What does this mean practically? Imagine you have a piece of kosher brisket which absorbed a quantity of pork broth, and the volume of this piece of kosher brisket is less than 60 volume units relative to the amount of pork broth that it absorbed. So we would say that this piece of kosher brisket has now become non-kosher by virtue of having absorbed the pork broth. Now, is there ever a way to make this piece of brisket kosher again? So the idea of efshir l'seichtei would say that you'd be able to extract the pork broth from the piece of brisket. Efshir l'seichtei mutter would say that that extraction would work and you could return the piece of brisket to its kosher status. Whereas efshir l'seichtei aser, which is how we paskin, would say that you would not be allowed to extract the pork broth from this piece of brisket and never be able to return it to its kosher status. The question of efshir l'seichtei aser and efshir l'seichtei mutter is a discussion in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, the Kuf Tes Amid Aleph. And there it's a discussion with Tanoim and the Amirayim along the argument about whether we say Efshir L'Seich Aser or Efshir L'Seich Mutter. Now, another part of the discussion there is whether or not we say Chaticha Nas Nevela, which means that once a piece of kosher meat has achieved a non-kosher status, do we say that it now transforms into something that's considered completely non-kosher? And although it's the case that you have 1 ounce of pork broth relative to 20 units of kosher, now the entire piece of meat becomes non-kosher. It's considered as if it's 20 units of non-kosher. It's going to be very significant in cases of bittul. Meaning, let's say if this piece of meat fell into a pot of stew which had 41 units of kosher volume. So if there are 41 units of kosher volume, and we view the 20 original units within the piece of meat as if they are kosher, then this 1 unit of pork broth is not going to ruin the mixture. However, if we say chanan, if we say chatech anas nadela, if we say that the entire piece of kosher meat has now been transformed to non-kosher, then the fact that there are 20 units of volume in this piece of kosher meat won't help us, because it now is turned to 20 units of aser meat, and we would need 60 times that amount in order to re-kosher the meat. Now, the halacha, we rule that efshir l'seich aser and chatech anas nevela. So meaning we rule that if a piece of meat has absorbed non-kosher volume, has absorbed non-kosher fluid, then you're never able to kasher that piece of meat. That piece of meat is always going to be aser. So that's one. And then two, we also rule chatech anas nevela, which means that once something has achieved the non-kosher status, the entire piece of meat is now going to be considered non-kosher. And that's going to be a serious stringency in cases of bittul. Now, the Rishonim argue and say that maybe this din of efshir l'seich aser and chatech anas nevela is only true in cases of basar b'chalav, in cases of meat and milk, because once meat and milk have mixed, you've produced a new substance. Whereas, if you have non-kosher fluid, which is going into a l'chatechila, a piece of kosher meat which had been kosher before, no status change has happened, you just have some non-kosher going into kosher, but it's still possible to have a case of efshir l'seich mutter, and ein oimrim chatech anas nevela by regular yisurim and not by basar b'chalav. Now here, there's a machlekes rishon. Rashi, the Tosfos, and the Ran, and the Tor, basically the Rishani Ashkenaz, say that when we don't say chanan, and we say efshir l'seich mutter, the idea is that the piece of meat which absorbed non-kosher fluid could in principle become kosher again if it falls into a sufficient quantity of heter fluids, of heter mixture. However, the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, the line of Rishoni Sfarad, all hold that even if we don't say chatech anas nevela, if we don't say that the piece of meat has completely transformed into iser by absorbing a little bit of iser, nonetheless, we still say efshir l'seich aser, which means that we still say that this piece of meat, which absorbed the non-kosher fluid, although it's the case that, returning to our previous mashal, that if you have 40 units of heter, and this piece of meat, which has 20 units of heter, and 1 unit of pork juice, even though when it falls into the mixture, we view the pork juices if it's bottled in the mixture. Nonetheless, the piece of meat in which the pork juice had been absorbed, that will never become mutter again. And the rationale being that once Isser has been absorbed, it's not going to completely leave the piece in which it was in. And it also doesn't spread equally throughout the food, so it's possible that it will be localized, intensely localized, inside of one part of this piece of meat. So within the Shulchan Aruch, there's actually a theory here, because Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Taruvos, Siman Kuvav, rules like the Rashba and the Ramban Ritva, and says that even if we won't say Chatich and Asna Vela, we'll still say Efshel Seich Tiyasar. However, in Siman Tzadi Beis, he appears to say that Efshel Seich Tiyasar, that the original piece of meat could return to its Heter status. Now, the Shach, the Taz, and the Ramah all observe this in Siman Kuvav, and they rule that the Mechaber's Iker Shita, the Shulchan Aruch's Iker Shita, is that we say Efshel Seich Tiyasar. So, when we say Efshel Seich Tiyasar in Peskin, it means that you have a piece of Heter which absorbed some Isser. And although it's the case that this piece of Heter will not necessarily completely transform into Isser in order to ask other things, that piece of Heter, once it's absorbed Isser, will never return to its Heter status.